Hello, I'm Michael Nobbs. Every weekday, I record a short podcast called One Thing Today, in which I encourage members of Sustainably Creative to pick one small thing to do to move their own creative lives on, just a little. Every couple of weeks, the podcast is available for free here on the site, and today's the day for that. If you'd like to hear the podcast on a daily basis, then visit www.sustainablycreative.com/members to find out how. I hope you enjoy today's podcast. Take care. It's so nice when we sit quietly and still manage to stumble upon little treats and small joys. Good morning. It's Thursday the 20-something, the 23rd of May, and this is the 460th One Thing Today micro podcast. I'm moving very, very slowly at the moment, and at times like this, there's often a little bit of fear that the good things in life just pass us by because we haven't got the energy to go and look for them. So yesterday, it was really lovely to get some post that made me feel very happy. And also, as I was rummaging in my tea cupboard, that I found a box of chocolate tea, which I completely forgotten about. So this morning, I've been indulging in reading a little booklet by Jen Lee, who very kindly wrote me a letter yesterday and sent me a copy of her book, The Care and Keeping of Creative Souls, which has been such a joy to read. And while I was reading it, I was sitting sipping chocolate tea. So it's been a very good morning, a very slow morning, and I'm much later than normal recording today's podcast. I wanted to just mention a little bit about Jen's book. Jen and I have only very recently got to know each other. If you're listening today, Jen, thank you very much. I really, really appreciated the package yesterday. It was very, very cheering on what has been a very wet and grey few days here in Wales. So a little bright bit of sunshine. Thank you very much, Jen. But yes, Jen and I have recently met, at least virtually. Jen joined Sustainably Creative a little while ago and then invited me to be on her retrospective podcast, which I was probably a few weeks ago now. Time's flying at the moment. And it was lovely to talk to her and to discuss ideas about looking after ourselves and being sustainable. And her little book, The Care and Keeping of Creative Souls, is such a good reminder and so nice to receive at the moment. And I'm just going to read a tiny bit from the introduction. She's talking about the book and the exercises. Exercise is the right word to use? Yes, the exercises that she puts in the book. These are the best moves I've got, things I've learned from friends or mentors, or that I've stumbled upon along the way. It was only after I began teaching Care and Keeping of Creative Souls as a workshop that I realised how much these moves are really needed, and how depleted so many of us are by the various self-care-taking roles we fill. How caring for ourselves got redefined as a luxury instead of a necessity somewhere along the way. And it's that last line particularly, how caring for ourselves got redefined as a luxury instead of a necessity somewhere along the way. It's something that so resonates with me. There's still so much guilt involved with looking after ourselves, and I still feel it acutely myself. At times like this, when I have to move very slowly, then I've got no choice but to look after myself, I realise just how much guilt there is involved. It really is only at times like this that I'm forced into looking after myself, that I do it properly. And every time I end up in this place that I'm in at the moment, where my health isn't very good, I swear to myself that I'm going to be much better at looking after myself properly when I feel well. And I hope I'm slowly learning that. But receiving Jen's book is a very good reminder just how important it is to not make self-care a luxury, but rather a necessity. And to not wait until we absolutely need it, but rather to make it a regular part of our days and our weeks. If you've joined in with the discussion at the moment over in the members' forum about what counts as rest and what doesn't, it feels to me like this dovetails very, very well with that discussion. I know for me, at the moment, the only thing that really counts as rest is sleeping. But as I said yesterday, there are times when rest isn't the absolute thing that I absolutely, or rather sleep isn't the thing that I absolutely have to do, that rest can be many other things. And it's something I'm definitely going to keep practicing over the next few weeks, as hopefully my energy improves. Ooh, helicopter going over by the sound of things. So yes, thank you very much, Jen, for the book, and it's a very good reminder of the importance of me looking after myself. So it feels like quite a gift to receive. Thank you very much, and I'm certainly going to put some of these exercises into practice. Perhaps I can quickly mention a couple to you, a couple that stood out for me. One, which I, which fits in with something I often do. Jen starts off talking about food, and the second exercise is a recipe for chocolate chip cookies, which I certainly am going to make. And then later in the book, there's a really lovely exercise about the idea of bearing witness to the things that are happening for us, both the good and the bad things. And I think so often when we're talking about self-care, we often just try and focus on the positive, and sometimes things aren't good. And I do think it's really important, and it's really good to read that Jen does too, to bear witness to the stuff that isn't so good as well, the stuff that feels difficult. Often all we need is someone to notice. We don't necessarily need advice from people, but sometimes we need to let someone notice how things are for us, and even, of course, notice it ourselves. So I'm definitely going to work on Jen's bear witness exercise sometime very soon. Okay, I hope wherever you are, you're having a good day today. I've already done my one thing for today. I woke up quite early and I've been working through my emails. But I'm also going to do something which I always enjoy doing, and that is to make a new list on the blackboard in my studio of the next few things that I want to get done. I've just finished the last thing on my last list, and that feels very good. Crossing that off felt quite a triumph yesterday. So today I'm going to spend some time writing down the next few steps that I want to take with my creative life and get those up on the blackboard. And then tomorrow, maybe pick one of those to do. I hope wherever you are that you're having a good day today, that you too can find one small thing to do today to move your creative life on a little, that you can remember to look after yourself, and remember that looking after yourself isn't a luxury, it really is a necessity. Take care, have a lovely day, and I'll see you back tomorrow with a little bit more.